that God is a constant.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. I appreciate Him this morning. You stand with me. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought spices that they might come and anoint Him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid Him. But go your way, tell His disciples and Peter, that He goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see Him, as He said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You this morning for the privilege to pray again and to call upon Your precious and Your holy name. I thank You this morning, Lord, that I'm Yours and that You're mine. I thank You, dear God, for the blessed assurance in my heart. Oh, Lord, I'm so thankful this morning, Lord, that one day You come where I was at, when I was without hope and without You and without covenant or promise, and made me nigh by the blood of Christ. And Lord, this morning I ask You to touch and help for just a few minutes, oh Lord, in this place. I pray, dear God, that You'll help us to preach for Your glory and honor. I pray, Lord, that sinners would be touched. I pray the saints would be encouraged. Oh Lord, in these days in which we're living in, and dear God, truly we're living in perilous times and dark days, but I'm glad this morning that You're still God. And sometimes, Lord, we may fret, wonder, and worry, Lord, about our children and about our families that's lost. But I'm glad this morning that You're still God, and that You're still on the throne, and that You're still interested in sinners. Oh, Lord, come by this way and help us here this morning. I thank You too. And all You do, we'll praise You and thank You for it. Ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You can be seated. I want to look this morning for just a few minutes and take my thought out of a little old praise in verse number 7. An interesting little old praise we find here, and I believe they'll help to our hearts this morning. In verse number 7, the angel tells Mary and these other ladies that are with her, he says, "He goeth before you." I want to preach on that thought for just a few minutes. He goeth before you. Amen. When you see that E-T-H on the end of a word, a lot of times it means it's a continual thing. You need to keep that in mind this morning. Thank God, I'm glad. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I do want to say this. Thank God, I'm glad going down this walk of life as a Christian, Brother Larry. Thank God, along the way, sometimes I think He's forsaken me. Sometimes I think He's forgot about me. And there He is in front of me. Thank God, I'm glad He goes before us this morning. But I want to back up for just a few minutes and just look at some things that's happened. Now here, Mary and these ladies, Mary Magdalene and Mary and Salome, here they are going up the road. Now, just a few days before this, they traveled this road. Amen. I mean, very early in the morning at the Garden of Gethsemane, the soldiers came and the priest came and they took the Lord. Amen. And they took Him down there to Caiaphas, the high priest, and they questioned Him and reasoned with Him, and then they took Him over to Pilate's hall. Amen. And we all know how they got Him and treated Him there, but after a while they put the cross on Him and started Him up that road to Calvary. Amen. And as it now, you have to keep in mind now, all this is in these ladies' minds. Here they are, the first day of the week. It's been the high day, the Sabbath, and they've been at home on, say this, that's as much shouting
forget to take the soul away.
Amen.
We brought these spices to know His body. Who are we going to get to roll the stone away?
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And when they got there, the stone was rolled back.
Right.
And when they went in, He wasn't there.
Amen.
There's an angel sitting there.
Yeah.
Amen. Clothed in a long white garment.
Yeah.
And He said, you see Jesus? He's not here.
Right.
Amen. He's risen.
Yeah.
Now, I want to touch it long enough just to say this. They didn't roll that stone back to let Him out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
They rolled that stone back so we could get in.
Amen.
Come down, see He get in there. Thank God you say, well, how did you get out? Just the same way you come in that upper room.
Amen.
And the door being shut.
Amen.
Thank God He just come in. Hallelujah. That morning He just come
Amen.
Out.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've heard them preachers preaching. Ain't that genuine? Thank God I keep being down that room. That's all good.
Good
preaching. But thank God He didn't have to.
Amen.
He could just come out.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. I said, all that to say, ladies, them ladies come up that road, and all that was playing in their mind. Thank God what happened a few days before.
Sure.
Can I just say to you this morning, every person that gets born again has to travel up this road.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You've got to go to Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You've got to come up this road if you ever get born again.
Amen.
Amen. Can I say this? Jesus walked this road alone.
Yes.
Amen. His friends forsook Him. His disciples forsook Him. And the only ones that walked with Him that day were those that hated Him.
Right.
Those that smote Him. Those that reviled Him. That were the ones that walked with Him that day.
Yeah.
You say, what about the Father? When He got there, He cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
He walked that road alone.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. On the same this morning, when I started up that road, I felt like I was all alone. Amen. The world didn't have nothing for me. I didn't fit in the world anymore.
Amen.
And I didn't fit in the church.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. And worried and prayed about what was going on.
Yeah.
Thank God for God for turning me up that road.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
A lot of things I don't understand, Brother Hank, but I thank God for coming where I was at.
Yeah.
I said nothing about it last night.
Thank God.
Thank God. I never was took to church and I'm the Lord. Wasn't told nothing. Bless God, what they told me about you.
Yeah.
That is right. They used to tell me when I was a little old boy, I lied bad. I like to tell a lie.
Yeah.
People may get them to believe a lie. They'd tell me when I was a little boy, trying to keep me from lying, they put me and beat me, didn't do me no good.
Yeah.
They told me, said, you go to hell for lying the same you will for stealing.
Yeah.
That's what they used to tell me.
Yeah.
I tell another thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God, I'm glad. Hallelujah, one day.
Yeah,
even though they never took me to church and taught me nothing right about God, I'm glad God took me up with somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. I got to think about this a while back. Thank
yeah.
God. As an old boy, I got buddied up with him. His daddy was a preacher. And that God, I went to work for them. But they turned out of high school. And thank God, God got to work in some things. Amen.
Yeah.
I always wondered that nobody in my family went to church. I can't remember nobody going to church. And I always wondered. I heard them say somebody, I'm glad somebody prayed me. And I thought, Lord, who prayed me?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm glad, thank God, there's an old preacher I worked with. And an old boy.
Amen.
I'm just amazed they went to that church on Sunday morning, Sunday night. They tell them they said, oh, hickey boy, works for us.
Yeah.
He needs God, would you pray for
yeah.
him?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They kept on my prayer one day. Thank God. I'm talking about God now.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't get on this road thing, you say. was a mission here.
Right.
Amen. I quit drinking before I got saved.
Yeah.
I quit my dope before I got saved.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
You say, what are you doing? I was trying to straighten up.
All right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. I don't want to be saved. It's still a little other things I quit before I ever got saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't understand that.
Right.
Thank God he turned me up.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Sure. A lot of things I didn't understand, Brother Larry. They still have things I don't understand.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, a lot of things I don't understand.
Right. Sure.
This morning.
Yeah.
But why he had to suffer like he did.
Amen. Amen.
I know he did it for me.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
God. You know
how
about that? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He who knew no sin became sin for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He took my sin.
Amen.
When he took up younger on Calvary, young sin and coming, set him to bear his cross. That was our sin.
That's right.
That God had laid on me.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Hey, hey. He took up that road for me.
Yes.
As far as he goes before us.
That's right.
He goes before you.
Sure.
That's right.
Then we didn't understand everything that was going on.
That's right.
I was saying, when God turned me up that road, I didn't understand. I didn't understand everything that was taking place.
Right. Yeah.
But thank God it was a road for seekers.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. When they got to the tomb, the angel said, you seek Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank God for the blessed day tonight.
Amen.
Yeah. I told you last night he found me. Thank God there's the day I found him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then he stopped me first. preach on, you don't behave. Trouble him for pleasure.
Right.
And just amazing as they come around the curve, they know it was the intersection. For a junction, 20 yard call.
Yeah.
I said, somebody, that's a crossing.
Right.
And as they come by, he needs to join me.
Yeah.
He made it.
Right.
You can leave what you want to. I think you come down that open door.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, man, he said, what manner of conversation is this?
Right.
Hey, man, let's make a long story short. Before the day is over, thank God he's never broke for anything.
Yes, sir.
And let him know he is the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God, but I don't know, Brother Larry. Amen. But I don't know what to do, Brother
Howard.
Hey, it looks like all hope's gone.
Right.
Thank God he'll turn out. Somewhere along the way, he's going in the company.
Amen.
Hey, hey. Right. Hey, before I know he broke bread.
Amen.
Hey, no, thank God I know he's been.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I say that this morning, just keep on
singing.
As he's on the go, and thank God he'll turn up.
Amen.
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 Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
And I'm glad you know he does. Brother Dale, I reckon your family could sing for us this morning. Glory to God. Thank God. That's his name.